In his new book, Invisible Influence, Wharton professor of marketing Jonah Berger explores the subtle secret influences that affect the decisions we make, from what we buy to the careers we choose to what we eat. If you're like most people, you think that your choices and behaviors are driven by your individual personal tastes and opinions. Berger says without even realizing it, other people's behavior has a huge influence on everything we do at every moment of our lives, from the mundane to the momentous occasion. Jonah Berger is an associate professor of marketing at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania, and we welcome him to the roundtable this morning. Jonah, thank you very much for being with us.
Great to be here.
What brought you to this particular subject?
You know, when we look at our decisions, from the simple ones like what breakfast cereal to buy to the profound ones like what career to choose or who to marry, we think we make those decisions, our preferences, our likes and our dislikes. And it turns out, actually, after doing 15 years of research in this space, that we're actually wrong. Other people often make our decisions for us. Everyone from our family members and friends, but also strangers and people we've never met before, have a subtle and often surprising impact on what we do. And so I wrote this book to help people understand these influences, be aware of them and how they work in the world, and how they can take advantage of them to live happier and healthier lives.
How invisible are these invisible influences?
Well, take, for example, who we marry. You might think that it's all about finding that special someone, that one person that's just right for you. If you look out there in the world, though, you'll see that people tend to meet that right person at one of two places, at work or at school. Now, it's possible, we do spend a lot of time at work and at school, that the one person who's right for you in the world happened to work right down the hall or take that same 9 a.m. class on Monday morning. But there's an often subtle, more surprising impact at play. Maybe it's just how many times we saw that person make us like them. And so some researchers looked at this. They took students at the end of a long semester, and they asked them to rate how attractive they found a number of people that looked like they had been in their class. They showed them a bunch of photos. The students rated them. It turned out that those people had been in class, but the professor had actually manipulated how much these people, actually actors, had come to class over the course of the semester. Some people had come a bunch of times, some people had come a few times, and some had come not at all. And what they found is that students found the people more attractive if they had come to class more often. Exact same people, but merely seeing them more often made them seem more attractive. And so merely seeing someone can affect how much we like them and how attractive they seem, even if we have no realization that that might have occurred.
You do write in the book about social influence, that if our friends are doing something, if our spouses are doing something, that we tend to often follow suit without even much thought, really.
Well, it's not just following suit. Sometimes we do the opposite. So think about, imagine we're all out to dinner and you've decided which entree you're going to get. You're excited about it. You're out with a group of friends. The waiter or waitress comes by. They ask you guys what you want, but they ask one of your friends first. Well, if one of your friends picks the entree that you were thinking of getting, you might actually avoid that entree and pick something else, even if that makes you less happy as a result. And so influence isn't just about doing the same thing as others. Sometimes it's about doing the opposite, about differentiating ourselves. Influence is just like a magnet. Sometimes it attracts, but other times it repels.
What do we know about what it is about us that would say, okay, I don't care, I'll have the same thing that you're having. Two people can have the same thing at this particular restaurant, or that, as you say, will repel us to say, okay, we'll do the opposite.
You know, it's often more about the situation than particularly about the person. Sure, certain people have a greater preference to be unique or be different from others or stand out. But a lot of times it's just about what the situation is. In certain situations, we want to be more different, and in other situations, we're more comfortable being similar. If our neighbor buys a new car, for example, we're more likely to buy a new car. Now, we might not buy exactly the same car. We might buy a different brand of car, or the same car in a different color, but we're still more likely to buy a new car all the same. And so invisible influence is all about how we combine these often seemingly opposing forces, how influence leads us to do the same thing and leads us to be different, how it motivates us and how it demotivates us, and how we can combine these aspects to make better decisions and have a bigger influence on those around us.
Why is it so hard for people to recognize that social influence in their lives?
You know, I think for most of us, we think influence is a bad thing. we think of it almost like a dirty four-letter word. Who would want to be influenced? Isn't it better to be different from everybody else and completely independent? First, that's often wrong. We rely on others all the time. Nobody would want to have to pick a restaurant or pick a car mechanic without being able to ask a friend or look at online reviews. And so often influence makes us happier and helps us make faster and easier decisions than we could have otherwise. Yet we think it's bad because we think that being influenced is a negative thing. We think that somehow doing the same thing as others or even doing something different from others makes us less independent. And even though we think independence is a really good thing, sometimes it's good to be influenced by others. We just don't realize it.
If we understand influence better, does that help us make better decisions?
Certainly. Part of the reason I wrote this book is really until we see influence, we can't take advantage of its upsides and avoid its downsides. We can't say influence is happening in this context. Let me avoid being influenced or let me choose my own influence. And we can't use others as a positive influence tool. Research has found, for example, that comparing people to their neighbors, sending people an energy bill that tells you not only how much energy you're using, but how much energy your neighbor's using, is a great way to get people to cut back on their energy use. That's a case where influence has a really powerful and positive effect. And so if we understand how influence works, we can use it to motivate ourselves. You know, one thing is we should never exercise alone. Exercising with others encourages us to work out harder and better than we would otherwise. And so we can use others as a motivating force to help us reach our goals.
You believe we can learn from cockroaches?
Indeed. So there's some great research showing how people, as well as cockroaches, are motivated by their peers. Some great research shows that cockroaches actually run faster when other cockroaches are around. And same thing is true with people. People work out harder when others are around. And so we can often learn many things from sometimes the most surprising of places.
When it comes to that influence, and I ask the question of, do we make better decisions if we understand the influence better? So what's the key to understanding that influence?
Well, the key is first realizing it's happening, noticing it in the world around us, noticing us trying harder or paying attention to others' information. And once we do that, then we can, decide what to do with it. We can say, well, a lot of people like this restaurant, but maybe they're not like me. I shouldn't just use the fact that it's full as a cue to how to decide. I should dig a little deeper.
The name of the book is Invisible Influence. It is published by Simon & Schuster. Jonah Berger, thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. Again, the title of the book is Invisible Influence by Jonah Berger. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.